There are only 11 working days left as of today to fill the $878 million budget hole.
And this morning, Governor Fallon is joining us live right now in studio to talk about the budget crisis. Good morning. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Being here. Hey, everybody could see your frustration yesterday. And, you know, you're saying, here, I've got this plan on the table. If you don't like it, come to the table with your plan. And you're hearing crickets?
But that's right. And we have 11 days left to solve our $878 million budget shortfall. And it's serious. You know, if we want to fund our schools, if we want to put teachers in the classroom, we're certainly not going to be able to give a pay raise if we don't get something done. If we want to fix our roads or bridges, take care of our corrections department, our highway patrol, our health and public safety type services for the poor and the elderly, we have to fund the state budget. We have to find a way to put in more recurring revenue into it. We can't keep doing this smoke and mirrors and one-time funds. Yeah, we've been doing that for years. It's not working.
Two of the most significant proposals on the table right now, raising taxes on gasoline and cigarettes. And some say that would disproportionately affect low-income Oklahomans. Where do you stand on those issues?
Well, and there are other people who want to raise the income tax, which would disproportionately hit the poor and the middle income, because our income tax kicks in at $7,200 for a single adult and $12,000 for a family. And so, you know, you have to pick one or the other, but the fact is we have an $878 million gap, so we have to choose, what do we want to do?
So the Democrats are saying, look, we might think about keeping the tax on cigarettes if you take off the tax on gasoline and take away the tax breaks for energy producers. Why not a combination of all of the above? Why not just lower the tax on gasoline a little bit and up, and we've got a little bit of wiggle room there with energy producers. We're, I think, a little below the national average, aren't we?
We are. We are 48th and 49th. Well, we're 48th and 49th in gas. Mm-hmm. As you know, we're one of the lowest in the nation. We're the lowest in our region of all the states surrounding us on gasoline tax. So that was one of the reasons why we were looking at the gasoline tax. And if we raise it by 6 cents for both diesel and gas, it would be, or diesel and gas, that would be about $4 a month. But on the gross production tax, I have said, you know, I'm open to looking at everything we need to look at. But we can't keep playing these games saying, if you do that, I'll do this. If you don't do that, I'm going to lock up my group. I'm going to vote against everything, which is where we're at right now.
You say you're open to looking at it. If it was on the table, would you support the gross production tax being raised?
As long as it didn't destroy the oil and gas industry. You got to remember, the oil and gas industry makes up 25% of our economy. When you look at, you know, about
it's part of the reason why we're in this problem.
Well, absolutely. It is the reason why we're in this problem. Besides online shopping, which is the other thing I've been trying to explain to people, is, you know, we exempt 150 items from the sales tax because different special lobbyist groups have come in and said, you know, give me an exemption for this or that. Texas exempts 40. We exempt 150. Mm-hmm. So we have less revenue that comes in on sales tax. Plus, our online shopping is so huge in Oklahoma, as it is in other states. You know, it's affecting our budget. So our structure is broken. We have to find a way to fix it.
So this is a catch-22 kind of with energy producers, because if you start, you take away their tax breaks, well, then they draw back a little bit, and you're back in the same boat as you were before.
You're back in the same boat. But you got to remember, they do pay corporate tax, they pay sales tax, they pay income tax. All their employees pay those things. And actually, we had a bill that came through that took away 5 sales tax exemptions and for gross production taxes, and the Democrats locked up and voted against it.
Talk to me about teacher pay raises. 11 days left. Do you expect a teacher pay raise in the budget?
Well, at this point, it would require us putting more spending on the $878 million we already have as a shortfall, so I don't know how we do that. I've said I'm for it. I said I want to find a way. I proposed a way to fund teacher pay raises, but, you know, I've got to get the House and Senate. It's not just me that can solve this budget problem. I have to have the cooperation of the House and Senate to send me the bills.
Democratic leaders go. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You've got about 10 seconds left. Would you veto a budget that did not include a teacher pay raise?
Well, at this point, I just got to be able to fund education in general, our health care services, our public safety, our highway patrol, corrections, our roads and bridges, our infrastructure. You know, we are cut to the bone on many of our different state services already because we had a $1.3 billion shortfall last year. And if we cut more, even more, which is about an 18% cut to all of our agencies. If we don't close this gap, we're going to have devastating cuts to services. And people are telling me, you know, we got to fund education, we got to fund public safety, all those different things. So I'm willing to veto the budget if we don't find a way forward, a path forward, because we can't be a third country state.
The bottom line, somebody's going to hurt here. Everybody's going to hurt here.
Well,
there's going to have to be
die.
Some hard questions answered here. Democratic leader Scott Inman, you know, is he coming to the table with hard copy? Is he saying, OK, here's our plan, instead of just saying we're going to vote down this and we're going to say no to that?
You know, he did come with a plan, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate Democrats doing that. And I met with the freshman Democrats this week, and I said, what can you support? What can you not? But the fact is, you cannot lock up votes and say, unless you give me 100% of everything I want, I'm going to take my toys and go home. Mm-hmm. You can't just do that. There's a lot of give and take. We need cooperation. It takes all of us working together as Oklahomans to solve this issue.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be devastating.
11 working days left. We will be watching closely, as will every Oklahoman, to see what happens with this budget. Governor, thank you for being with us this morning.
And say a prayer for Oklahoma.
You bet.
Always.
Back in a moment. Stay with us.